Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Are they still all over that Tavares Floyd? Ah! Gang, it's 2024. I don't know why they're upset. If the man identifies as a lawyer, then by God, he's a lawyer. He identifies as a business owner, then he's a business owner. Stop harassing him. Seriously. Just craziness, don't you think? My friend Wendy Oman over at Jake's Place is making a birthday cake for WRVA. You want to talk about an amazing lady. I love Wendy. You know that. I love Wendy and love John and the whole gang. But we were chatting, and Wendy brought up to me, she says, you know, it's the 99th birthday of WRVA. And I said, oh, yeah, it is. So I'm going to make a birthday cake. I said, well, that's sweet. So I'm going to pop by. I told her I would. I got stuff coming up on Saturday. I am a celebrity chili judge for the Nest Academy. Great organization, by the way. Great. The work that they do is incredible. So I got to be there to sample copious amounts of chili and render a professional decision at around 1 o'clock. So I told Wendy I would pop over to Jake's Place while she's serving up the birthday cake, the WRVA birthday cake. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll be there at 11:30. And she said, well, why not 11:40? And I said, well, there you go. So, I mean, if you're in the neighborhood, you want a free piece of birthday cake, you can pop over to Jake's Place and get that. This Saturday is November the 2nd. That's the 99th birthday of WRVA. I think that's pretty cool. I really, really do. I think that's pretty cool stuff. All right. Let me get to... I have so many. I just don't know. I don't... Well, all right. Let me... How about cut number two? This is another CNN snippet, and it's Jake Tippity Tapper, man. He is a useful tool, isn't he? Cut number two.
You are running to be vice president of the United States.
Of course.
And there is a 50-50 chance, maybe better, I don't know, that you're going to succeed. Are you running to be vice president of the United States, or are you running to be vice president of the red states? Because if you win, and there's a decent chance you will... You're going to be vice president of childless cat ladies. You're going to be vice president of legal Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio. You're going to be their vice president, too. Are you running to do that?
Jake, of course I'm running to be the vice president of all Americans. I'm running because I want people to be able to afford a good life in this country. You know how I grew up. You know that I grew up in a family where things were often tough. I want, whether you're in a blue state or a red state, whether you're going to vote for Trump or you're going to vote for Harris, I want you to be able to have a good life in this country. But what's not going to happen with the broken leadership in Washington, D.C. Let me give you a statistic, Jake, because here is what the leadership of people like Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi and, yes, Mike Pence over 30 years in this country has led to. A person with a bachelor's degree lives 7 years longer than a person without a bachelor's degree. There are a lot of people who have gotten rich and powerful off of American decline. Some of them have had R's next to their name. Some of them have had D's next to their name. And the first person who I believe is really putting the interests of the American people first is Donald J. Trump. So, yes, we're going to be the president and the vice president for all people. The only way to do that is to reject the failed consensus.
Yeah, spot on. Now, I had one caveat. If I were J.D. Vance, and I do love J.D. Vance, I'm telling you, I just think the world of this guy, I would have turned him and said, Jake, I am running to be vice president for all of the childless cat ladies. I'm running to be vice president for all Americans, except for you, because you are just bugging me these days, Jake, and everybody but you. See if Tapper even cracks a smile. I don't think the man has a sense of humor, and that scares me. When people do not have a sense of humor, that reveals something about them that just is not even close to good. You know who Jonathan Karl is, do you not? Jonathan Karl is one of the hackiest of the left-wing hacks, a legacy news media dinosaur. He's over at ABC. And he is in full meltdown mode about the election. Well, if Donald Trump wins, we're all going to be, we're going to all be transported up to the mothership. It's all over. It's yeah. Okay. All right. Now, take a deep breath there, Jonathan. Don't hyperventilate. I don't want to have to go get that plain brown paper bag and have you breathe in and out of it. But I want you to take a listen to Jonathan Karl and just hear how hysterical the hysterical left has gotten. Cut number 7.
Good morning. Welcome to This Week. For most of us, Election Day is already here. Virtually all of us live in places where you don't have to wait till November 5th to cast your ballot. More than 40 million Americans have already voted. This morning, we're going to talk about where the race stands, who's up in the polls, who's down, the tactics the candidates are using to convince undecided voters and to get their supporters to turn out. But this isn't a sporting event. This is about much more than tactics or polls. If there is one thing both sides agree on, it's that America is making a choice that will say a great deal about what kind of a nation we are and what kind of a nation we may become. 4 years ago, Donald Trump became the first president in American history to refuse to accept the results of a presidential election and to do everything in his power to try to overturn the will of the people. It was an effort that continued even after he left the White House. This time, Trump once again seems to be making it clear he won't accept the results if he loses. But he might not have to. Donald Trump has a very good chance of winning this election. He might even be, at this moment, the front runner. This even after his former chief of staff issued a stark warning this week that Trump wants to rule as a dictator, that he meets the textbook definition of a fascist. Once again, this is not a normal campaign.
Are you done? Are you done? Can I get you a tissue to wipe your tears? Seriously, son, why don't you sit down and just slow in and out. Big cleansing breaths. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, Jonathan Karl, but you're freaking nuts. You really are. You're just bat crap flipping crazy. You're nuts. You're just nuts. Here's how people are voting and why people are voting. They shop at the grocery store. Now, that's something you're not burdened with anymore because you are part of the uber-wealthy leftists. I guarantee that Jonathan Karl has not seen the inside of a supermarket in years. I can guarantee you that Jonathan Karl has a driver. And that means that he doesn't fill up his car with gasoline. But the rest of us go to the supermarket on a regular basis. The rest of us fill up our cars or our trucks with fuel. And we see every single day the destruction that Kamala Harris and her team have unleashed on us. Now, you couple that with the fact that we know how the leftists feel. I don't want you to ever labor under the delusion that the leftists like you. The leftists hate you. The leftists hate me. Now, here's the difference between you and me. I don't care. I can tell you that legitimately, as I am sitting here, I honest to goodness, do not care. I have looked at the world and said, well, here's what I want to do, and here's how I want to do it, and here's what we're going to do, and here's what we're not going to do. And that's how I get along in life. I don't care that they hate me. You might still be concerned about that. You're going to have to learn to deal with it. And the best way that you can deal with it right now is to go out and make sure that you vote for somebody who actually does like you. Donald Trump legitimately likes the American people. Donald Trump legitimately loves America and the opportunity that it represents and the American people. Donald Trump is a lot of things, and some of them are not necessarily attractive, right? But here's what I can tell you. Donald Trump is not Hitler. His supporters are not Nazis. His supporters are a lot like you and a lot like me. Go to the grocery store. Go to the Wawa. Donald Trump wants our kids, our grandkids, to have the same opportunities that he did. Last thing that Donald Trump needs is to be president of the United States. I think it's more a pain in the rear end than anything else. But he's doing it, again, in my opinion, for all the right reasons. I have no qualms whatsoever about voting for Donald Trump. And if necessary, I will get an extra box of tissues for Jonathan Carl as he weeps silently in the corner. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Donald Trump is absolutely positively about hope. That's where we are right about now. It is about hope for the future. It is about understanding where we were, where we can go. Unburdened by what had... No, that's somebody else. But it is really, honest to goodness, all about moving forward. And I had 3 hours of Donald Trump and Joe Rogan. I couldn't think to myself, well, which one is the best of the best? I listened to the Trump experience at Madison Square Garden. Didn't Billy Joel do like a residency at Madison Square Garden? Wasn't that his shtick for a while? Did he sell it out every time? Did he know that it was Hitlerian? Apparently, every sellout at Madison Square Garden is all about Adolf Hitler. Who knew, right? It's disgusting. But anyway, I digress. I want to give you a little snippet here. We have just enough time here. Cut number 9, Donald Trump, remember him, former and, God willing, future president of the United States. Cut number 9.
This election is a choice between whether we will have 4 more years of gross incompetence and failure, or whether we will begin the 4 greatest years in the history of our country. We will achieve success that no one can imagine. We will have the strongest economy, the most secure borders, the safest cities, the most powerful military, the best trade deals, and we will dominate the frontiers of science, medicine, business, technology, and space. And I'm asking you to be excited about the future of our country again. I'm asking you to dream big again. We're going to dream big again. We haven't been dreaming big at all. This will be America's new golden age. It's going to happen quickly, too, very quickly. Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands. Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job, that crooked Joe Biden has done a terrible job. You've destroyed our country. We're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired.
I love it. I do. I love it. He's a funny guy. And he's a successful guy. And I know there are times where you think, well, I wish he didn't say that, or I don't like the way he said that. It's okay. Welcome to the real world, kids. All flawed human beings, right? Some of us slightly more flawed than others. But I think there's a guy who can put us back on track. And he's going to be successful in this if he is, because there are people like you and people like me who simply get up and go to the Wawa and put gas in the car or in the truck. Go to the grocery store and say, wow, prices are up again. Speaking of that, Tom Leonard's going to be here from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Are we going to get whacked with the holiday season? How are we set as far as Thanksgiving and Christmas stuff coming in? Inflation, how's that going to impact us? Tom's going to enlighten us in just a couple of moments at 5:35. It's 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Great job, as per usual. Charles, I've mentioned it before. We're just very happy, or I'm very happy. I don't know if anybody else is. I am. Very, very happy to have Charles part of our team and get his expert reporting each and every afternoon. Our friend Miss Huffman is doing a great job, and I'm giving her my tickets for the roller coaster. I'm just telling you, I'm not going. So I want to hear a live report from her. Sarah Huffman riding the brand new roller coaster. I think that'd be great fun. Hey, tomorrow, longtime friend of mine, dear friend, really, Michael Harrison. He's the publisher of something called Talkers Magazine. It is the Bible of talk radio and spoken word media. He's got some insight on President Trump's appearance with Joe Rogan, 3-hour appearance, which I just thought was amazing. Coming up the day after that, my old pal Chris Ruddy from Newsmax is going to be here. And then next week, another old buddy of mine, Bill O'Reilly, is going to be here. I got a lot of old buddies. I got a lot of dear friends. And I'm happy to say that another one of them, Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market, is joining us. We take a look ahead at what we may or may not be seeing with the seasonality and inflation and the like. Tom, good afternoon, sir.
Pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, the pleasure is always mine. Now, I want to talk about all these important things. Make no mistake about it, Tom. We got a lot of important stuff to talk about, but before I do that, I want to once again say congratulations to TJ. I read yet another amazing article about him taking over as president of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. It's got to be a good time for you.
Jesus, I'll tell you something. I never got publicity like this when I was running it. He's doing great. But, you know, I'll tell you, he's doing it, and he's got a lot going for him. You know, he spent a lot of time really learning about the business over the last 3 years, and I'm so happy that he's back.
Yeah, yeah. It is fascinating. Now, I didn't realize, I as you know, I spent time in Connecticut and New England, so I knew Stu Leonard's. I didn't realize there was even a generation before your dad that was in this industry as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my great-grandfather, well, actually, my grandfather was a milkman. And he actually, they had the Norwalk Dairy, Norwalk, Connecticut Dairy, that was the name of it. And I'd actually be a milkman today if it wasn't for a few things that happened. So, yeah.
Well, I guess it's a good thing you're lactose intolerant then, isn't it? I mean, that's... I love it, Tom.
But it's an exciting time right now, Jeff, and for all the support. You know, it's fun having him there. You know, succession is an important thing in a family business because most of them fail because the founder can't let go. And so the kid never really gets a chance to take the training wheels off and run the business. And, you know, if there's any problems or if there's any big decisions that they want to make, you know, it's always best to make them while the parents are still alive.
Yeah.
And they can call up and ask a question, you know, hey, what about this? What would you do here? What would you do there? And give them the advice, which gives the business for another nation.
Exactly. Oh, what a great point. Tom Leonard is joining us. Tom, of course, well, I was going to say he's the president of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market, but he's not anymore. His son, TJ, is the president of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. What exactly is your title over there these days, Tom?
I'm going to be coming for you pretty sick. I'm doing a lot of different, not much. I mean, I don't have much of it. I guess I've gone from the quarterback to the coach, Jeff. Family does work, and if you're smart, you're going to work on the succession. And you know, if you're not, you know, good luck with keeping it going. I mean, it's just one of those things. You just have to do it, and that, I'm very happy about it. But you're not going to find me out fishing or anything like that. I mean, I do spend a lot of time over at Mongrel, the gym over on the south side, doing jiu-jitsu with all the team and everything. But you know, it's getting me in shape. It'll probably keep me living longer.
Oh yeah, dude. I don't take this the wrong way or the right way. You look great.
Yeah, I'm getting there. So do you. How much weight have you lost now?
I'm down 53 pounds total.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. All right, now.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what's coming up with the holidays, and this is one of the very important reasons to get you on here, Tom. We've got Halloween coming up just a couple of days. That's out of the way, blah, blah, blah. But now we're moving into Thanksgiving. We're moving into Christmas. Are you seeing anything on the horizon, supply chain, inflation, anything like that, that's going to hit us as we're looking at holiday buying?
Well, you know, I was talking to the guys today, and they were explaining to me, basically when the hurricanes came right up there, it decimated southern Florida, and it decimated western North Carolina, and of course, Georgia. But these guys, you know, they've got it pretty well arranged now. They've got, matter of fact, our first trucks direct from Florida and the eastern, northern Florida,
right?
With all the citrus and the big mandarins and, you know, very real sweet stuff is coming up in Friday. And then on Friday also, they're bringing in a lot of the product, in a lot of organic stuff, product in from west, eastern North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So they seem to have survived the storms okay. And that, but, you know, we're very lucky, Jeff, because very, very lucky, because a few years ago, we were able to get connected with Christmas tree growers and southwestern Virginia and the western part.
All right, yeah, Jerm, do me a favor. Let's, you sort of circle around. I hate the phrase, but circle around with Tom. See, we get a better connection for him. And well, if we don't have time today, we'll get him in there. But at least there was some good news from Tom Leonard on the food front. I guess he's got a bad connection where he is. He's probably jujitsuing as we speak, and his phone's getting knocked around. But some good insight there, and we'll get Tom back when he's got a better connection so that we just hear a little bit more, because I really am concerned. I say that because most of us are getting into the season where we're going to be investing a lot of money in food. Right? I know you eat every week, you go to the supermarket every week. Now, I'm talking about major, major investments for Thanksgiving, and there's always a benchmark. You know, what are the turkeys costing? What are the sides costing? And how out of whack is it? We've got the inflation that you know, and I know for the last 4 years has really, really just, it's just hit everybody. So hopefully we'll be able to do a little bit better about that. And I do want to know from him, from Tom, that is, what's going on as far as the Christmas trees? Because you remember a couple of years back, Tom led the effort to partner up with a lot of the Christmas tree farms in southwest Virginia. So I'm hoping against hope that they've got everything together as they're coming through. It was Hurricane Helene that hit them. So all good stuff there. So I appreciate Tom Leonard joining us for a couple of moments. And yes, I'm getting all these nice notes saying, oh my God, we love Tom. We didn't hear everything. Yeah, he had a bad connection. So we're going to make sure next time we get him on, might even be this week, right, Jerm, if we got a spot somewhere, get him on to address these issues and let you experience some of his knowledge, which is just absolutely voluminous.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In that food industry space. It really is. It's just great stuff. Tomorrow, Michael Harrison will be here. We'll talk about the power of the Joe Rogan Experience. Anybody think it was going to be this huge, that Joe Rogan was going to be a player in terms of presidential elections? Probably not. Do you spend time experiencing the Joe Rogan Experience? Now, I do. I happen to like it. Not all of it. I don't like everything all the time anyway, right? Do you like anything 100% of the time? Of course not. There's sometimes you go, you know what? He's talking to somebody. I'm just not that interested in that. Okay. But the President of the United States said, I'll spend 3 hours with you. Donald Trump, it's like Donald Trump even didn't have to get up and go to the men's room. What did he ask for? A bottle of water at one point? That was about it. Just hanging with Rogan. Yeah, hit me with your best shot, man. Shoot it straight. There you go. Did a great job. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris has every single member of the national legacy news media on her side, and she still can't put together a coherent sentence. So tomorrow we'll talk about the power of that with my buddy Michael Harrison from Talkers. Wednesday, we've got another longtime friend, Chris Ruddy from Newsmax. You know, Newsmax is getting ready to go public. You know that. And Chris, you know, it's funny. Chris had said to me that he was going to send me an invite to go up to New York for the whole big bell ringing thing when Newsmax goes public. Jeremy, do me a favor. Before he comes on tomorrow, make sure you remind him of that. I got to book my travel if he's serious about that. And then next week, Bill O'Reilly is going to be here. Bill O'Reilly's got to get, well, as he always does, the last word. He's going to be with us on Monday right before the election. It is 5:46. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is Monday. I'm looking at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It's so bizarre. Some of the texts that come in, hey, Jeff, could you tell so-and-so this? No, this is not a message service. It doesn't work that way. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. Well, I don't really care if you take it the wrong way. No, I'm not delivering messages. And don't ask somebody else to deliver messages to me. That's absurd. Absolutely flippin' absurd. We got a lot of very important stuff that we've got to deal with. We got a few days left before the election day. A lot of people have already voted. I know that. Nice turnout, I'm told, down in Chesterfield on Saturday. Lara Trump was there. That was great. Yesterday, Congressman Rob Whitman asked me if I would come over and be part of this special reception for him up here in Hanover. And, of course, I was happy to do it. Look, I've known Rob for a long time. I like Rob. I really do. I think Rob Whitman's just one of the great guys. I think he's going to be well served with a new member of Congress for the 5th Congressional District. State Senator John McGuire is going to move up into that spot after the election, and I think we're all going to be well served. I really do. I don't do predictions, so don't ask me who I think is going to win, who's going to be president, who's not. All I can tell you is this. You have to look at everything that's going on. You have to look at why things have gone on. And you have to consider where things are going. How are we going to get wherever it is that we're going to get? Is Kamala Harris going to do something different in the next 4 years than what she's done in the last 4 years? I would say no. I would say no. I think she is vacuous. I think she's a horrible person. I really do. The lies that she is willing to allow to spill out of her mouth are just unconscionable, but it is what it is, I suppose. Is Donald Trump a perfect guy? No, far from it. Somebody sent a note. Jeff, what do you think Donald Trump is perfect? No, I don't. I don't know any perfect people that I can talk to today. I just don't. And maybe some of us are closer than others, but no, I don't think he's not. But I know how things were just a few years back. I know how things were when Donald Trump was president. And I know that I was in a better situation. Now, if you weren't, then, well, maybe your mileage is going to vary, and so be it. But the Katz family was in a much better place when Donald Trump was president. And I would like to restore those opportunities to the Katz family. Absolutely, completely, totally selfish on that. You're welcome to come along for the ride, though. I think we'll be much better off with Donald Trump back in the Oval Office. Tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed is going to be here, and I'm hoping you'll join me at 6 a.m. listening to John. It's always great stuff. I think he does just a wonderful, wonderful job in the morning. All right, have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.